You are now listening to Mike's Opinion, Logic Unleashed.
Right, you are now listening to the Mike's Opinion Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. How you doing today? It's just after mid-September 2020, and today I want to get right to it. I got a lot to say about this particular issue. Today's episode is about the movie on Netflix, the Netflix movie called Cuties. Have you seen it? I have. I sure have. The movie Cuties. It's a hot topic these days by many. You've got senators involved that want child pornography investigations. They've got people all over the United States saying, oh my God, these young girls are twerking and doing stripper moves. Ugh. But guess what? As with lots of sexually divisive things, it's not that way around other parts of the planet. Primarily here in America. Other places too, but America, you know, sexually, are we the prudes or outwardly prudes? But inwardly, it's lots of sex happening. And let's not be naive. If you think preteens, especially these days in the year 2020, with full access on phones to all types of pornography, that they are not exposed to it. From preteens to teens, and maybe engaging in it. When was your first sexual experience? And for those that were molested or raped, I am sorry. And I mean that wholeheartedly, because I know it affected your life in a way, you know, that can never be fixed. I know that. So, you know, there's really not much to say, much more to say about that. You know, those that have had their sexual introduction through trauma or through a unwelcomed or forceful experience, I'm sorry for you. And I apologize that that happened to you. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. But Cuties is not about that. Cuties is a coming-of-age story. The star's actual age range from about 12 to 14, but the character's age are 11-year-old girls. Okay? And I'm going to just tell you, I'm going to talk about this movie probably in some depth. So, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. If you have not seen the movie and don't want to know what the movie is about, tune out now and come back and listen to this episode later. I have several, many, you know, 30 plus episodes so far that you can listen to of the Mike's Opinion Podcast. So tune out now. Spoiler alert. I am going to talk about all of Cuties, the beginning, the middle, and the end, how it ends, and so if you do not want to know about the movie Cuties until you watch it, pause this episode, come back to it later, listen to a different episode. Okay, you've been warned. Cuties is a coming-of-age story about 11-year-old girls that want to win a dance contest. And the main character is going through some troubles. And in an attempt to run away from those troubles, to forget about those troubles, to ignore those troubles, she dives in head deep, or head first, rather. And basically mimics the things she sees in music videos on the internet. And as we all know, sex sells. Let's not be naive here. Okay? Let us not be naive. On the covers of many magazines and magazine racks, in television commercials, on movie posters, in movies, young women, young girls are used to sell products and services. I'll give you an example. Maybe you've seen this recent ad. It's an ad for solar panels for your house. The photo for this solar panel ad is a beautiful woman with a low-cut top looking provocatively at the camera. She has absolutely nothing to do with solar panels. Yet, a beautiful woman catches our attention. This is why these images are used so frequently, so repeatedly, and it's been going on for, I dare say, centuries, definitely decades. We're attracted to beauty. Women love women. Men love women. We love them. And not too long ago, in the not too distant past, and still legal today, by the way, with parental consent. But it was commonplace where you could marry a 13 or 14 year old. Now listen, I'm not saying it's right. I'm also not saying it's wrong. I'm saying it is what it is. Okay? Now, think about this just for a second. Woman is getting ready to leave her house for work. She puts on her high heels, her nice dress or pantsuit. She has her hair up, her makeup, her lips are shiny like candy with this lip gloss. She has a shape she can't hide, with great legs, a great ass, great breast. Okay? Yet, is highly offended if anybody approaches her or catcalls her. Hey, baby, good looking. How you doing? You got a moment? May I speak to you for a minute? Totally contradictory, right? You know what I'm saying? And I am, once again, not an advocate for rape. Rape is horrible and horrific. And I'm not saying any of these women are asking for it, because men, we have no other choice but to exercise control. But I tell you, ladies, you damn sure don't make it easy. Because you were built to attract. You have curves everywhere, from the curvature of your eyelids, your lips, your neck, your hair, your shoulders, your collarbone, your breast, your tummy, your hips, your legs, your calves, your toes. You are curvaceous everywhere. And that's nature. So I will never apologize for being attracted to you. Okay? But I have a whole different philosophy on that. Listen to a couple of different episodes. I got an episode about R. Kelly. I've got an episode entitled Women. Listen to it. And there will be more of those types of episodes to come. But before I deviate just too far, there's a huge uproar about the movie Cuties, the Netflix movie that just came out a month or two ago. And it is just been crazy. So much so that the director, who happens to be a female, has been getting death threats. You heard that right. The director has been getting death threats. That's how worked up people are. Now, for those of you that have listened to other episodes, you know that I think we are over-caffeinated as a society, particularly here in the United States. Okay, and there are many motivators for these people that have an uproar about things. Seems like virtually anything. Now, you've got your Bible thumpers, right? Your devout religious people. And you wonder how they even procreate because they seem like sex is so horrible. You know, you've got your people that are motivated by money, right? In some form or fashion, they found a way to capitalize on, you know, projecting or vocalizing their uproar. Then you've got the political, like Texas Senator Ted Cruz. You know, he's the one that's pushing, spearheading this investigation. You know, so those, you know, to appease his political base after he's probably received letters and emails and phone calls about this horrible movie. Cuties, just let me go on the record to say that I had seen all this uproar. I had no interest in the movie. Okay. You know, I have a mother, I have a sister, I have a daughter. I have females in my life. So I said, let me check this out. I have female friends. I have a wife. I said, let me check this out. You know, cause I kept seeing article after article for several days. And I was like, you know, what's going on? So I said, let me see. So I watched it and I was like, I had to ask my wife. I said, no, check this movie out. So she watched it and she understood the uproar. And we talked about it because I didn't understand the uproar. At the time, though, I had only watched half the movie. I watched the other half. And, you know, and she said, well, maybe you will when you watch the other half. My wife said that. And I still didn't after I watched the second half. Okay. This is a movie about 11-year-old girls wanting to win a dance contest and choosing a very provocative routine. Very provocative routine based on stripper dances, exotic dancers routines, and music video routines, which also borrow heavily from exotic dancers. You know, those dancers in the strip club. Was it inappropriate for 11-year-old girls to be dressed the way they were for this dance routine and to be performing those types of moves? Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Was it profane? No. Was it obscene? No. Did it scream or portray child molestation, child trafficking? No. It did not. Was it a real depiction of many of today's 11-year-olds? Yes. In America. Yes. Around the world. Yes. Now, I keep mentioning America because here in America, we are very sexually uptight. And I'm going to prove that by giving you a brief history of other movies that have caused uproar for a variety of things. Let's just be real, y'all. Okay? Sex happens. There is no real way to determine when you're going to lose your virginity. There are multitudes of factors involved. Okay? And nobody wants to talk about it, but all around the world, in a variety of ways, virginities are lost very early. Now, in America and the American dream, this is my understanding of the way it should go. You go to elementary school, grade school, middle school, high school. Now, growing up in New York, you had two schools, grade school, high school, but now it's been all separated. Anyway, you go through all the way up to high school. You might have a date by prom, right? You might start liking someone, and I'll say someone because these days, who can keep up, right? You got your heterosexual, your homosexual, your transgender, your genderqueer, your I don't know who I am. You've got all these things, so I'm just going to say attracted to someone. Hopefully it's human at this point. Who knows? Might be a robot. But, you know, but so this is when you're supposed to start noticing and identifying, you know, who you are sexually attracted to, physically attracted to, right? Okay. And still, no sex. You are a virgin. No making out. No, none of that. You might dance close and that's the peak of that. Then you go to college after high school and you go to wild parties. But you're not supposed to, right? Of course, we all know it's crazy in college, right? But no sex. You're still not supposed to have had sex by the time you graduate college, which is typically 22 years old or so, right? Then you go into the workforce. You get your first job. And if you get a master's degree, what are you, 24, 25, if you've continued to your graduate level degrees, right? No sex. Then you get a job, you court or date for a year or two. At this point, you're what, 26, 27, 28 years old. Then you get married and then you lose your virginity. It's the Christian way, right? So 28 years old, let's say 26 to 28 is when you're supposed to get married and lose your virginity. And that's if you do it relatively early, typically between 26 and 34 are the ideal supposedly marrying ages by the American dream standards. And I put the emphasis on dream because that shit is a fucking dream. There's not rooted in reality. And I don't know a single person that that's happened to. It's unrealistic. And here's why. The sexual urge is among the most powerful urges humans will experience. And if you are listening to this and you've never had that urge, then I don't know what to tell you. You are definitely different. Okay? Because, you know, we all relate things to, you know, when they happen to us. You know, mine started at 12. When I really started noticing girls, and it was a natural thing for me. You know, there was nothing unnatural about it. Okay. And when I discovered that I could satisfy myself, man, I took that ball and ran for a touchdown. Okay. And look back historically. I mean, age has always been young for self-discovery in particular, but for sex as a whole. So these people, and once again, let me reiterate, 11-year-old girls should not be dressing in booty shorts and halter tops and doing stripper moves. I'm not saying that that is the thing to do, but I'm saying it shouldn't have been as shocking as it was. when I was doing the research for this episode, I found out that over 700 girls auditioned for this film. 700. It's a French film. So, there's no shortage of, girls wanting to do this. And when you think about the other things like, what was that? There's a couple of them. These talent shows or beauty pageants for 7 and 8, 9 and 10, 11, 12 year olds. You see the shit that they're wearing and the makeup that's on them? What's the difference? It's far more perverse, if you want to call it that. You know? And My Teen Mom and My Teen This, these reality shows. So, to all of those that are looking for a reason to be pissed, and apparently everybody's pissed about something, and I won't say everybody because I'm not, my wife's not, my mom's not, my sister's not, I know many people in my close circle that are happy people, you know, but there are so many out there that will get on social media and just, you know, and I would love to know, what medications are you on? How much caffeine do you consume on a daily basis? Because I really think you got problems. You know? I am an advocate for fighting against evil on planet Earth. Yes, I am. You know? If you believe in Christianity, Lucifer, Satan, the devil, whatever you want to call him, he's got a strong footing. You know, we need some miracles. We need some Jesus appearances, some God booming voice from the heavens. I'm all for that. But at the same time, I realize historically that this is nothing new. In fact, there have been far worse. Far worse. Yes. There's a movie called The Exorcist that comes to mind. Anybody remember that movie? That movie, and I have a list here that I'm scrolling through right now. I made some highlights. And The Exorcist was a movie that starred an actress called Linda Blair. And I'm scrolling because I want to give you the exact year. And I should have put these in chronological order, which I did not. But I'm pretty sure it was a 1970s movie. Yep, 1973. Here it is. And my notes from that one says that Linda Blair had to have a bodyguard for months. They had a priest come and bless the film set because supposedly the set was cursed. This is 1973, y'all. Film caused an uproar. I have a list, and I'm going to go through this list in just a second. But there's no shortage of uproars. You know, but cuties, I'd love to know what you think. Watch it. Let me know. Let me know on Twitter, Instagram. You can email me directly at mikesopinionshow@gmail.com. That's mikesopinionshow@gmail.com. You don't have to remember it. You can just go to the show notes of any of my shows. And you can find my contact information there on all the socials and my email. And let me know how you feel about this episode or any of them, but particularly cuties right now, because that's what we're talking about. Let me know how you feel about that. How did it make you feel? Now, I went into it expecting something horrendous. So, but I can tell you, even if I hadn't, I still would feel the exact same way. You know what I'm saying? This, like I said, was a coming of age story. Anybody that knows what that means. And if you don't, if you know what that means, then fine. If you don't, then let me tell you. Coming of age means just that. Growing up, shifting to a next level of awareness and maturity. And, you know, this lead character, beautiful girl, who's half French, half Senegalese. I believe she lives in London, I think. And she played the hell out of this part. I thought it was well shot from a technical standpoint. You know, the star's name is Fathia Yousef. She's a teenage actress. And she did an excellent job. And I think she's going to get a lot of work. You know, but she's 14 at the time of this shooting, I believe, maybe 13. But, you know, in the movie, she's hiding under a bed in one of the scenes. And her mother has had the news that her husband has found a second wife. Okay. Now, while the main character is hiding under the bed, she hears her mother put on a happy face at first, talking to someone on the phone. Yes, oh, I'm so happy for him. Yes, blah, 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 blah. And then as soon as she hangs up the phone, she starts crying uncontrollably. She's brokenhearted. Her husband has taken a second wife, which is customary in their religion, is seemingly the Muslim religion. She has to accept it. She has to embrace it. She has to support it. While she's crying, the phone rings again. And she straightens up, picks it up, and another person's like, oh, she's like, yes. Oh, no, actually the same person calls it. She's like, yes. Oh, I'm sorry, the phone dropped, the call dropped. And you don't see it, but most likely she hung up the phone because she was about to break down in tears. It's just, yes, I'm so supportive. And she tells her daughter, the main character, later on in a different scene, you know, oh, your father, you know, he's a good man and you know, and in support of this second marriage, which the daughter knows the mother's full of shit. The mother doesn't want to have a second marriage because not many women are raised, nor can they handle the concept of not imprisoning their man in a prison made of love. Let me clarify that. Most women are no different than a slave plantation owner. That's right. I said it. Once you decide to engage with the woman on any romantic level, whether it be dating or girlfriend, or in, you know, fiance or wife, you better not look at no other woman. You better not think of another woman. You better not talk to another woman. You better not want another woman. Yeah. That's how most women are. Possessive. I own you. You are in a cell made of love. And that woman will say, well, you don't have to. You don't have to get with me. Well, every other woman thinks the same way you do. It is a very special woman that will allow a man to continue to be a man and not castrate himself and hand you his balls for you to carry around in your purse. Now, listen, I'm Mike. This is Mike's opinion. This is my opinion. I'm not saying it's law. It's just been my experience. And men are the direct opposite. We like to roam. We like to conquer. We like to be free. And people say, oh, you a dog because you want to have sex with more than one woman. Keep in mind what I said. Have sex with more than one woman. I didn't say we want to be in love with more than one woman, even though I think that's possible too. You can simultaneously love more than one woman. Let me say that again. You can simultaneously love more than one person. Yes, romantically, romantic love, because we all have love for multiple people simultaneously, do we not? Do you not love your mother, father, sister, brother, cousins, auntie, uncle, nephew, grandbabies, everybody in your family? Do you not love them simultaneously? Well, listen, it's no different. You can love romantically. Now, we have been trained. We have been conditioned to allow competition and jealousy to run amok in our hearts and minds. But there is a saying, and I don't know exactly, but it's something to the effect that if you free the caged bird and it comes back to you, you know the bird wants to be there. The sentiment is letting someone be free. Okay? There are many, many, many men, and I know quite a few, that can't stand a wife. Can't stand it. You know, but they are too caught up. And they don't want to break their children's heart. And the fiscal repercussions will be tough. You know, Dr. Dre, you know, from NWA, the famous producer out of Compton, and Beats Headphones, and I'm not getting a dime from them. I'm not getting a dime from anybody. I'm not endorsing them. I'm just mentioning those so you'll know who I'm talking about. It's currently going through what is shaping up to be a horrible divorce. And his wife says she wants, $2 million a month. Let me just get a little clarification on that just to make sure. Dr. Dre divorce. And after 24 years of marriage, 24 years. So you know she got some dirt on Dre, right? Right? Yeah. You can bet your bottom dollar she does. And, you know, Dre is like a bona fide billionaire right now, right? And so she's saying that, yo, I got to maintain this lifestyle, son. So you're going to pay up. And you're going to pay me on a monthly basis. Yeah. She wants $2 million a month plus $5 million for lawyer's fees. $2 million a month. 24 a year. $24 million per year. Okay? She's trying to hurt him, right? That is clearly, I am trying to hurt you in your pockets. So, I'm mentioning all this to state my case that as a man, being with a woman is an expensive endeavor. Okay? I have to court you. I have to date you. I have to take you out. I have to buy you stuff. I have to show you flowers, candy, restaurants, jewelry, cards. Yes. So some men decide to skirt all of that and just go get a hoe. I'm just going to get a prostitute because I'm going to have to pay anyway, right? So fuck the relationship, jumping through the hoops, all the emotional bullshit, and I'm just going to get some pussy when I need it. Now that sounds crass to some. It's just real to others. Okay? And some men who are comfortable in their solace, meaning they don't mind being at the home alone, and they got their homeboys or their friends, you know, and maybe a little shorty that's not about the possessive bullshit, because there are many women out there that are not on that bullshit. It's not the majority. They are rare. Unicorns, I dare say. They're not on that old possessive bullshit, but it's not many. Most of them are on that bullshit. And to me, it is bullshit. Okay? Monogamy is not for everyone. And I dare say it's unnatural, but it suits some. Not many men I know. Most men lie and cheat because they are forced to. They cannot come to their wife and say, you know what? I'd like to have sex with another woman. I'd like to experience another woman physically for entertainment purposes only. And then I want to come back home and snuggle up with you. That would cause the divorce rate to increase. Boyfriends and girlfriends to break up all over the place. However, with each generation, things are loosening up just a bit. I heard a song today on the radio, and I still do listen to terrestrial radio every once in a while. And the girl said, pay me, eat me out, and I'm gone. Young girl, she had to be teenager or 20, early 20s. It's a popular song on the radio right now. Pay me, eat me out, and I'm gone. And I'm gone. That's the hook. So, as you might know, a lot of these young girls are about that paper now. Okay? Character's gone. Soul is gone. They value one thing and one thing only. And that's money. And I can't even say it's 100% their fault, because capitalism is alive in America. The Wolf of Wall Street, Wall Street itself, the American way, it's all about money. And this is why I say the devil may be winning. Because that's all anybody cares about. No, I won't say anybody. It's all a lot of people, seemingly the majority of people care about. Okay? And all the things that come with money. And I'm not opposed to money myself. I'd like to be able to have better health care for me and my family, better residences for me and my family, better transportation and different modes of transportation for me and my family. But I also know some rich people. And I can tell you, I've had my own share of money up and down being self-employed over the last 20 years. Money does not buy happiness. Can it improve the quality of your life? Absolutely. Okay. All of this is relative to this movie Cuties. And more importantly, to those that are in an uproar about Cuties. Because all of these things that I just mentioned contribute to a theme, to a mindset, to a feeling, to a sentiment, to a societally accepted norm. And it's contradictory and fucked up if you really think about it, if you give it some thought and apply just a bit of logic, just a bit. Okay? Yes. What are women for? Where did they come from? Huh? Once again, Christianity and the Muslim faith are the top two popular religions in the world. In America, Christianity is the one that's always pushed. It's always promoted from the White House on down. Christian values. So on that note, the Bible says Adam was here first. Made in God's image, he was a man, a male with a dick, chilling, butt naked, Garden of Eden, no problems for a very long time. Until he noticed the animals, the tiger has another tiger, the monkey has another monkey, giraffe has another giraffe. God, I don't have nobody, God. God said, all right, I'm hooked you up. And from man, supposedly took his rib, blew into him, here's woman. That's when the shit started. Okay? All was fine in the Garden of Eden. Adam didn't touch fruit from the tree of life. Here come Eve, fucking with that serpent. Next thing you know, Adam is tricked into eating from the tree of knowledge and realizes he is naked. Now, that is a basic interpretation that I have. Don't shoot me on the details, okay? Now, any female, and man, y'all stick together, those females, and I love them. It's a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. Shout out to James Brown, may he rest in peace. And another saying, you know, can't live with him, can't live without him. So, yeah, I'm a straight hetero alpha man, and I love females. Love them. Ooh, delicious. Anyway, But any woman I've ever said that it was Eve's fault, the reason why we are the way we are today, given that the Holy Bible is literal and real and true, there's no way you can tell me that it's Adam's fault. Any woman that I've said, look, it's Eve that started this shit, to say, no, it wasn't. Adam was weak. Adam was weak. He wouldn't have had to have been strong if Eve didn't start that shit. Now, would he have? Nope. No. Not at all. So when certain people look at the movie Cuties and they see preteen girls or the depiction of preteen girls scantily clad, performing provocative moves, you know why it makes them so uncomfortable? Because it touches the primal lust within them that they'll never ever admit. It makes them uncomfortable to see. Now, I say that because these actors, actresses, were not child trafficked. They were not coerced. They were not forced. In fact, they competed for the role, and the parents had to sign off knowing what the script entailed, knowing what would be involved in the shooting of the scenes. And keep in mind, these scenes that we see often are not the only scene that had to be shot. Usually there are multiple shootings of the same scene to get it right. So that means they had to, do these dances and the provocative moves multiple times around multiple people. So let's be very clear. This is nothing anybody should be mad about. Not at all. Not in the slightest bit. Particularly those that are Christian. Those that are senators. Those that are human. If you understand humanity currently and historically, you know that the male and female will always have a lustful interaction. And I'm not talking about a Lucifer-prompted one. I'm talking about a natural, even God-prompted one. Okay? Instilled in us is a primal desire to procreate, is a primal desire to engage in sexual activity because it is a highly pleasurable endeavor. Awareness, actuality, and actionable things come at different ages for all of us. A lot come with horrible stories and trauma and tragedy. A lot of us do not. A lot of us emerge naturally. Now, with the advent of the internet and these pocket devices, tablets, and phones, I assure you that exposure is becoming younger and younger. Okay? Because parents, you can't watch kids all the time. Okay? Did any of us sneak and look at our parents' literature? The Playboy magazines, the Hustler magazines, the Penthouse magazines, or some erotic novel, the Victoria's Secret catalog, Cosmopolitan magazine, Jet Beauty centerfolds, huh? It's been going on for a long time. Long time. And they were all young girls. Photographed. Okay? And if you look at the modeling industry, they all start very young. Pre-teen and teens. begging to get in and be photographed in provocative positions, provocative clothing. And for some of us, we see it as art. We see an appreciation and an affinity for the female form. It's not perverse, and it's not wrong. It's nature. Okay? So, I told you I was going to go through a brief list, and these are not in chronological order, so forgive me. I'm just going to go from the top of when I started and the ones that I highlighted, but there's many. One is the that caused uproar, not just for sexual. These could have caused uproar for sexual reasons, for political reasons, for violence as well, for just the subject matter. For instance, the birth of a nation, which was on this list twice, but I didn't know it was a remake like so many other films, but the original The Birth of a Nation was 1915, and it depicted the Ku Klux Klan as a powerful organization that was the hero. Riots erupted because of that movie. This is back in 1915. Another movie, Clockwork Orange, 1971, caused a huge uproar. Freaks, 1932, horror movie called Freaks. There's been another movie with the same name, caused a big, giant uproar. 1972, Last Tango in Paris, Marlon Brando. It's a lengthy scene of an anal sex scene that many hailed as a psychologically expressive, others as a smut parading as art. Caused a huge uproar. Last Tango in Paris. Bonnie and Clyde, 1967. This film's use of startlingly realistic violence, oddly coupled with jaunty banjos and jokey movements, caused a furor among those who thought it made murder seem sexy and frivolous. Uproar. Poison, 1991. Uproar. Straw Dogs with Dustin Hoffman. Huge uproar. 1976, In the Realm of the Senses by Nagisa Oshima. He had to ship his film to France to avoid Japan's censorship laws. And at the American premiere at the New York Film Festival, they aborted the whole film because authorities confiscated the film at the airport. And this is not the only film that has been confiscated before it can make it to the shores of the United States. Yeah. Cruising with Al Pacino. It's about gay bars. That caused an uproar. 1972, Pink Flamingo. Yes. In that movie is a scat eating and sex with a live chicken and depictions of incest. This is 1972. Okay. And I highlighted that one and I wanted to talk about that one compared to Cuties to say mild compared to what has been filmed and released as movies. This coming of age movie Cuties, completely mild in comparison. And I thought it was a lovely film that showed a young girl find out why she shouldn't be making those moves. Why she shouldn't be wearing those clothes. And at the end of the movie, changes. And the final scene is her jumping rope with regular clothes on after she hugged her mother and basically apologized. She had to learn. She came of age by experience, by having those experiences. I already mentioned The Exorcist, 1973. Which is, has all of these, you know, rumors and myths about it. And, I remember when my mother was working on her first master's degree, and she came across this book called Hostage to the Devil. And it's true stories of demonic possession. And it scared the living shit out of me. And, I don't know what you want to call them. I don't know what religion you believe, but there is good and there is evil out there in this world. Best believe it. 1996, the movie Crash. caused a huge uproar, and that was basically the sexualization of car crashes. 1960, Peeping Tom, Hitchcock joint. The Passion of the Christ in 04. Do you remember the uproar that caused? Mel Gibson's film? Man, people were tripping because it was very vivid. Ecstasy, 1933. Do the Right Thing. Yeah? Spike Lee's joint caused the uproar. Yeah. And that was in 1989. 1995, film called Kids. Silence of the Lamb caused a crazy uproar. And that was because of the transsexual Buffalo Bill character. 1990, Henry and June, The Outlaw. Remember The Faces of Death? 1978? When we were researching this, you know, me and my buddies, just like a bunch of teens, we watched this when I was a teenager. You know, and I thought it was horrible and disgusting, but I went along because peer pressure, and I was just didn't want to seem like the dork that didn't want to watch this shit. Okay? Because I've seen enough of this real live in the New York streets and would see many more. But a lot of that was faked. Special effects in The Faces of Death. Did you know that? I learned that. 1967, a movie called I Am Curious. Or Yellow. Yeah. And another film that was seized at the airport. It's a Swedish drama. United States wanted to have nothing to do with it. And it went all the way to the Supreme Court, where ultimately the obscenity charges were dropped. Yep. Midnight Cowboy with Dustin Hoffman and others. 1969. Was rated X. And still to this day, is one of the only adults-only movies to win Best Picture. Won the Oscar for Best Picture. 1932, Scarface. The original Scarface for which the Brian De Palma film was modeled. Did you know Scarface was a remake? The one with Al Pacino? Mm-hmm. Howard Hughes joint. Yep. Lots of violence and glamorization of violence. Sweetback's Badass Song, 1971. Shout out to the Van Peebles family. And, was rated X. On the poster, he said rated X by an all-white jury. The X-rated movie Deep Throat, man, 1972, that caused an uproar. If you haven't heard about Deep Throat, it's a very interesting movie when the premise of the movie is that the young lady's clitoris is in the back of her throat instead of between her legs. So she's sexually stimulated and can receive orgasm by being throat fucked, which is pretty imaginative if you ask me. Yeah. Antichrist, 2009. Cannibal Holocaust, 1990. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Dirty Harry, 1971. Police in the Philippines ordered a print for training purposes. The Dirty Harry movie with Clint Eastwood. That's crazy when you think about it. All these prompted uproar of some sort. Song of the South, 1946, Disney joint. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. And as a matter of fact, with the new movement that's going on right now, you know, it's been shunned. You know, Disney definitely caught hell for that one. Because it glamorized plantation life, like a big happy slave playdate, you know. The Last House on the Left, 1972. The Man with the Golden Arm, 1955. Ken Park, 2002. Yeah. And lots of depictions of underage sex, violence, and suicide. The Brown Bunny, 2003. United 93, 2006 caused an uproar. Yeah. Mother, 2017 with Jennifer Lawrence. Very violent. Shows a woman getting beat and kicked regularly. The poster for the film showed her with, bruises on her face. Basic Instinct, Hail Mary, The Devils. There's so many. I'm not even going to read the whole list. But my point is, there's been uproar. protests, even murders. The directors were murdered over their movies. The movie Cuties is not even close. When it comes to some of the films that have either been released in the United States or have attempted to be released in the United States. Okay. I grew up in New York at a time where Times Square was littered with adult movie theaters and strip joints and prostitutes. Once again, not condoning it. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying there was a market for our primal urges, a market that catered to our sexual desires. And what I am saying is that sex and our urges are natural and strong. And women's lib happened, right? Women are still struggling for equality. And I said this in a recent episode. Women, if y'all want to be equal, put out more. Most men, you can go to a strange man and say, "Hi, can I have sex with you?" And most men will be like, "Well, where's the cameras? Is this a trick?" Because we put out willingly and generously. If women didn't make it so hard and were more sexually liberated, which you can do so safely and cleanly, by the way, the world would be a much better place. The world will be a much better place if females had sex more and made it easier to have sex and were more free with their body, as are men. And I wanted to repeat that because I didn't want you to say, "Well, maybe he made a mistake." No. Now, real quick, before I get off of these movies, I compiled a more recent list from 2000 up until today. I Love You, Daddy is a Louis C.K. film. And it's about a 17-year-old girl, played by Chloe Grace Moretz, that begins a relationship with a much older man, John Malkovich. And of course, he's been accused by the media of being a pedophile. So maybe he loved this role. Caused a giant uproar. The Interview, 2014. Seth Rogen, Eva Goldberg. And that was about murdering Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader. Huge uproar. Jeepers Creepers 3 caught huge uproar because the director, Victor Salva, was convicted in 1988, long before this movie came out, of sexually molesting the 12-year-old star of his movie Clown House. He was convicted. He videotaped the act with this 12-year-old, was convicted of that and child pornography, possessing commercial videotapes and magazines containing child photography. And then he was able to release a new film in 2017, caused a huge uproar. The movie Joker, highly acclaimed, with Joaquin Phoenix. Glorified violence and encouraged sympathy for the killer. Joker became adorable to many people, as in the movie that had Joker with Will Smith and Suicide Squad. Yeah, with Margot Robbie. Before I go on, let me just pause for a second. Let's make no mistake. And I've said this in past episodes, but it's very poignant and relative right now. In America, we are viciously hypocritical. We will go watch murder, rape, torture, abuse in our entertainment. We watch it on television. We'll let our kids play it in video games. We pay good money to go watch it at the movies while we eat popcorn and snacks. But if any of those things depicted in the movie that we go pay to see for entertainment happens anywhere near us or in our neighborhoods, we're horrified. We're traumatized. It's ridiculous the amount of hypocrisy that exists. And I guarantee you, some of these people that are condemning the movie Cuties have their little young girl in a pageant dressed up in lipstick and tight outfits trying to win a prize. Guarantee you. Movie Love 2015. Yes. Crazy. And of course it's been accused of all kind of perversions. There's another Mektoub My Love 2017 and 2019. I believe that was a two-part joint. Caused huge uproar. I mentioned Mother already with Jennifer Lawrence. Movie Nina caught hell. And so did Zoe Saldana, who ultimately ended up apologizing because Nina Simone, the character she played, was actually a lot darker. And people caught hell. Or she caught hell in the movie, people caught hell. 2013, Nymphomaniac. 2018, The Predator. Olivia Munn revealed that, there was an issue with someone on involved in that movie being a registered sex offender. Yeah. A Serbian film, Zero Dark Thirty, caught hell because of the graphic detail of the torture scenes, you know. Now more than ever, there is a vehicle and a means that will most likely gain traction if given minimal effort for the disgruntled. If someone is disgruntled, angry, offended by anything, take it to social media and we can make it a thing. So much so that it can get directors murdered. It can get politicians unelected. It can get businesses closed. It's called cancel culture. It's where we live right now. Netflix have yet to remove the movie. They've been fielding the backlash, you know, and it's not in their top 10 list, even though I'm pretty sure people are watching. I'm pretty sure they've stifled it, you know. But I wanted to chime in on Cuties and give a little history on why it's not the worst thing out there. And I wanted people to think before we just jump on board and ruin a young actress's lives. Many of the young actresses who, like I said, they all did a great job. Everyone in the movie was cast well. It was acted well. You know? Before we go and try to ruin other people's lives and cancel them, you know? I understand, but I do not agree. And I wanted to chime in today. Let me know what you think. I'd really like to know. Good and evil exist, y'all. They do exist. And Cuties is not evil. You know, I did not have one moment of attraction or lust or craving watching that movie. And I think most people wouldn't. Pedophiles? Probably. The sexually deviant? Probably. Yes. So I get it. We don't want to feed them, right? But make no mistake. Those types of people look at, you know, children's clothing catalogs in a different light than the majority of us do. Okay. So, think before you feel. Think before you criticize. Think before you react. Because, like I said, the woman who directed this movie was her directorial debut. The young actresses in this movie, none of these people deserve to be canceled and ruined. You just don't have to watch it. If you're that offended and you know what it is, don't watch it. Don't involve yourself in the hypocrisy. Okay? It's important. You know, some things are artistic. Some things are okay. All right? I'm Mike, and this has been the Mike's Opinion Podcast. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening to Mike's Opinion. Logic Unleashed.